in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Welcome, listeners, to a very special episode of Building the Bridge podcast. Hi, I'm Elmo Winters, the host. As I continue to celebrate my birthday, I thought it would be a good thing for me to share a bit about myself to you, our audience, who we value so very much. That's right. On February 1st of this year, I celebrated 71 years of a blessed life, and to God be the glory, honor, and praise. And to me, this is like an interview just without an interviewer. I like to think of it as just me having a conversation with you, our listeners. And folks, I can't promise you much, but I will have to say to you that this is challenging, one of the most challenging things I've done. So hang on. And as I'm accustomed to saying, let's get this party started. Probably the first thing I need to say to you is, or explain to you, is who is Elmo Winters? Well, first and foremost, I want everyone to know that I am a follower of Christ. I am a true believer. I am a servant of the Most High God and a crusader for the gospel of Christ. As it's important to you as it is to me, I want you to know that I am a lover of all people, and I strive to love like Christ. But let me tell you some more about me. I am the husband of the lovely and talented Therese Winters, who I consider to be my gift from God. I'm the father of two daughters, Amy, Charisse, and Ashley Delore Winters, and three sons, Tori, Taylor, and Theodore. And I'm very proud of my children. Both of my daughters live in Houston. One son, Tori, who we are extremely proud of, is the superintendent of education in Sweeney, Texas, where he lives with his lovely wife, Cassandra. One of our sons resides in Baton Rouge, and the other lives in Boutique with his wife, Nora, and their two children. Now, I would be remiss if I did not mention that my third daughter, Cindy Marie, who I loved very dearly, passed away in 2016. We're also very proud grandparents of seven. So God has been good to us. Let me tell you some more about my passion and exactly what it is that I do. I am the founder and the executive director of the Kingdom Group International Incorporated. This is an organization that started in 2014, basically with a focus on evangelism and soul winning. However, in 2016, the Kingdom Group chose to move into promoting unity among all people after the tragic killing of Alton Sterling, a black man, by a white police officer during an arrest attempt in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And although evangelism is still our goal, still our passion, we have made great strides in changing the lives of people who would otherwise not even come together to be one. Through our monthly Men's Unity Breakfast, it's our main event, which started in February 2017, hundreds of guys have had the opportunity to share a meal with someone who was from another people group or race and to build relationships. So successful has this endeavor been over the past 4 years, we look to expand the events nationally in this year, 2021. Now, I believe it's important for me to share with you what drives me. What is it that motivates me? Why do I do what I do? Well, first, when I look and see the condition of our world today, this is a major factor. However, what is most disturbing in this picture I see is the state of the church as well. Not only are we so divided in the world, but sadly and very true, the church is as divided as well. The actual body of Christ is so divided. And there seems to be very little that is being done to change this. We have elected officials who are talking about and telling us how they're going to unify us when much of what they do further divides us. And the church, for the most part, doesn't seem to be saying or doing much anything about the issue. So we are addressing the issue of our divisiveness on a grassroots level. We are challenging men who we are convinced as God's chosen leaders and his change agents to lead in bringing all people together. Now, I want to say and make it clear that we're challenging men to take the lead, but we are also counting on our ladies, our families to follow suit. And we're not just talking about race. We're not talking only about cultural, but we're also all about tearing down all the barriers and the walls that separate us, and we're about building bridges that unite us. And this includes denominational walls, which has for too long separated the body of Christ. So I would say to anyone who wants to make a difference, my advice is to you. First, stop talking and start listening. Our men's unity breakfasts are designed to promote listening and then being heard. We learn about others when we hear their stories. We stop assuming and stereotyping people when we learn about them from their own lips. We stop believing the lies about them when we sit and learn about their lives. To all people listening, especially people of color, I say emphatically, stop being a victim and start living as a victor. Let me say that again. Stop being a victim and start living as a victor. Now, for me, I credit my dad with instilling this truth in me at a very early age. He once told me, Junior, that's what he called me. He said, you can do anything any other man can do. And I have lived my life since that day committed to never being a victim. Now, I must admit, I never saw my father as a victim. This man had only a third grade education, but I never saw him seeing himself as a victim. He was a hardworking man who had several streams of income to take care of his family of six. However, on that day when he spoke those words into my life, he planted a seed that had sprung up in me and led me to be the man of God that I proudly say that I am today. Another piece of advice I would give to those who are listening today is learn to love people right where they are. That's right. Learn to love people right where they are, not where you want to bring them to. Learn to love people right where they are. You see, that's what Jesus did. He even loved those who hated him and those who crucified him. And he taught us to love the same way, even to love our enemies. So what we need to do is love one another, even when it's hard to do. Love them like Christ loved them. I've been blessed to have learned to love people. I even let them know, I love you, but you don't even have to love me back. I will love you anyway. It's a powerful, powerful way to live. And as a result, what you will do is, you'll stop seeing people as Black people or white people or Asian people, Latino people, you'll start to see people as God sees them. And folks, doesn't matter how you slice it or how you dice it, God loves all of us. And he proved that to us at Calvary when he sent his only son to give his life for every one of us. And as my final comments today, I would say to any of you who may be listening that if you have never trusted Christ as your Savior, do so today. We are living in a time where death is a constant among us. People are passing away every day from this horrible coronavirus that we have among us. People are dying from other illnesses, conditions of life. The one thing you never want to do is die without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. So today I invite you to invite him into your life. My final words to you include the fact that to each of you that are listening, I love you. I love you with all my heart, and I thank God for you, especially those who are continuously listening or being a part of this podcast. And anyone wishing to know more about the Kingdom Group, or if you want to attend a men's unity breakfast, we say go to our website, which is kingdomgroup.co, and there you will find the places where you can register for a breakfast, you can listen to the podcast, you can learn more about us, and even if you desire to give, there's a place there for you to give. You can also find us on Facebook and other social media at Kingdom Group BR. Thank you again for being a part of our audience today. We love you. We pray God's blessings upon you. And I'll close this time out right now with prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. We praise you, dear God, for this opportunity to reach thousands of people all over the world. And we pray, dear God, that folks have learned a little bit about Elmer Winters, founder and executive director of the Kingdom Group. But more importantly, my prayer is that they will have learned more about the love of Jesus Christ, which you provide. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for your continuous blessing of us. And God, we pray today that you would heal our land. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, Elmer Winters signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.